This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Instead of letting prayer become the thing that you've tried everything else and I guess we better pray kind of attitude or mindset, you say our first response to any situation with the children, any situation with the job, any situation with the house, any situation with our kids' education is all going to be based in prayer. And here's my point. God will honor the family that says prayer is our first response, not our last resort. God will bless the husband in a family who says prayer is our first response, not our last resort. God will bless the wife and mother of a family whose first response is to pray rather than the last resort. That's my point. God will bless a young person and said, you know, from now on, my first response to any question mark in my life, any decision, any dilemma is to say, I'm going to inquire of the Lord. What does it mean to inquire of the Lord? It's not just asking the Lord to tell you what to do. That's okay to do that. To inquire of the Lord is to do this. Lord, would you give me wisdom in this situation? Lord, would you give me discernment in dealing with him or with her? Lord, would you reveal to me the truth of this situation? I'm not sure if I know the truth in this situation. Would you reveal that to my spirit and to my heart? And sometimes we'll be surprised to know, get this, the Lord will actually do that. Based on what James said, we learned in the last sermon series, God freely gives wisdom to the man or woman or young person who asks for it. Sometimes the Lord may lead you in ways that don't make sense. Doesn't mean he's not leading you. Sometimes the Lord may lead you in a way that's counterintuitive. Have you ever used that expression, something that's counterintuitive? What's that mean? It's a big phrase that means this. You feel like what you're doing is against your common sense, but you feel led to do it anyway. Well, I'm not saying every time it means the Lord's at work, but sometimes that's what the Lord does. The Lord will lead you to do things that are counterintuitive. But there are times in life where you say, you know intuitively I should do this, but you say to your husband or wife, but I really feel the Lord is leading us in this direction. Be open to the Lord's leadership. You will never be open to the Lord's leadership until you decide to be. I'll leave you with this illustration. If you're a parent and you have a teenage son or daughter who makes it quite plain to you, I am not interested in your advice as a parent. Keep it to yourself. You had a teenage son or daughter that continually rebuffed any advice you gave, reproved you for anything that you offered, said, I'm not interested in your advice. I couldn't care less about your advice. You know what the natural tendency would be as a parent? You'd hold it back. You probably would pull in a little and say, well, she's not interested. He's certainly not interested in my advice. And then the thought occurred to me one day, is it possible that one reason God doesn't give us direction is we're not open to it? In order to be experience the will of God revealed to you, I think you have to be open to it. I think you have to be open to the Word of God. You have to be open to the counsel of Christian people around you. You have to be open to the Lord's direction, the Lord opening a door here, the Lord closing a window or a door here, and I believe He does. Today, decide. You're not going to be deceived, you're not going to be conned, but you're going to be a man or woman or young person who inquires of the Lord. What does that mean? You seek His guidance. Prayer is your first response, not your last resort. Decide today. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to seek your counsel.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.